from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, JTA? JTA have a role in this series?
Hell yeah.
I don't see it, but...
You know, the funny thing about series, but sometimes everybody gets a crack at it.
That's it. And if Kuminga ain't playable, then maybe somebody else does get tapped on the shoulder.
Here's the thing. We Believe was in 2007, last time the Warriors played the Mavericks in the playoffs, and they had Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki's different, obviously, than Luka Doncic. But the one thing I thought that We Believe proved, at least with Nowitzki, you had to guard him with a small. You had to guard him with the smaller guy.
You think the same thing of Luka?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know that it's a hard, fast rule with Luka.
Sure.
I don't know what you do with Luka. And, you know, if I made a list of all the Golden State Warriors players and say, Steiny, who's the best, who gives you the best shot against Luka? You know, and this is also a one-on-one type of situation. I think it's got to be Wiggins first, right? Got to be Wiggins.
It'd be my call. I think you might see Klay.
I think that's possible. The one thing I do worry about with Klay is, like, man, Luka, he doesn't blow by you, but he gets you on his side, and then that's where his, I can't believe I'm going to use this word that Guru's been using, but it's where his girth can get you. By the way, people are a lot of people on the text line wanting to know what's my deal with my shirt. Great shirt. I only wear great shirts.
That's what I hear.
Hey, you know what this shirt is?
I don't. I was actually...
You're curious about it.
I was. There was a moment when we were in the green room where I kind of looked at it twice.
It's Twitch. Go to Twitch if you want to check out my shirt. 3,053. It's how many hits Rod Carew finished.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rod Carew.
And that's Rod Carew.
There you go.
One of the greatest hitters of all time. It sure does.
Yeah.
Rod Carew. 3,053 hits.
I like it.
Thought it might have been Reggie Jackson total strikeouts.
Now, why? You know what's funny? Rod Carew and Reggie Jackson are two of my favorite players. Why'd you have to do that? Reggie's the straw that stirs the drink.
Get that right.
Fact. Loved Reggie. Reggie. Remember when they showered Yankee Stadium with Reggie bars during the season opener, opening day, 1978, the year
I
after
do not it? Remember
yeah,
that.
I don't either.
Hey, you know what, you guys? That ain't cool.
I love the young
Some people,
people.
I've heard about it.
What do you think? Wiggins is the guy, like, you know, you just...
I think Wiggins at the start, yeah.
Let me throw this at you. JTA? Just a badger? Provoke?
I mean...
Provoke?
Maybe. But again, if he's in, that's probably because Kuminga's out.
Gotcha. I think you're probably right about that. I think you're right. Let's go to Omar. Omar's in Oakland. Hey, Omar.
Man, thank you for taking my call. I want to say
sure.
JD is not ducking. No smoke today when he called out Dave from Albion. So I respect him for that. I think that Luka's a better decision maker than Harden. So that's where the difference comes in. The Rockets here. So I think that, you know, you can't really double Luka because he knows how to pass it. And I know Jason Kidd is going to give him pointers. So I think that's where you guys miss Gary Payne, where he could, you know, be scrappy and bother him and stay in front of him and just harass him. But is it really just going to come down to if Dorian Finney-Smith, Bullock, and Kleber and Bertans knock down a shot? Because the Warriors have 1.5, 2 playmakers with Curry and Poole, but the Mavericks have 3 playmakers with Luka, Jalen Brunson, and Dinwiddie. That's why I think they have the advantage. But it's a small ball matchup. And the last thing I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think is just an NBA trade or NBA addition? You think if the Blazers go out there and get Bradley Beal and sign a trade for DeAndre Ayton to pair it up with Damian Lillard for the next big three?
Yeah, I like the way it sounds. I like the way it sounds.
I mean, that'd get them from wherever they were, 12th in the West to maybe 7th.
You think Ayton's gone?
Yeah, I think he's done. I think he's gone.
Wow.
I mean, clearly there's something going on.
By the way, your boy Nicky Friedel, yesterday we had him on. You know what he said? Same thing you did.
They're not overcoming it?
Yeah, what? He thinks this is the end for the Suns, yeah. Essentially. Not that they're vanished.
But they're not a contender anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what kind of he
thinks.
They'll
be a nice 45-win team. Maybe a first-round opponent of the Warriors next year. 3-6 or 2-7 or something.
See, I gotta look at this guy's salary, but
well, they already didn't want to pay him. He wants out.
I'm talking about my idea.
They didn't want to pay him.
I got an idea for what I think they should do.
For Ayton. And then I mean Chris Paul, I'm sure, will be okay in the regular season, but they almost have to protect him, I think, from playing a little too much, and which that's gonna here's the other thing. When you're the one seed and you don't win it, you never care about the one seed again. And I think that's the other thing that the Suns now are going to, like, Suns are going to be like, well, we had the one seed, we lost by 40 in game 7 at home. So, true. Do you really need to sell out for the one seed again? Like, this was the year where they got close, they were all in. This year, one seed, everything's coming through the valley, night-night. So
let
now, you're not, now you're going to be one of those teams that's tricking off games left and right in the regular season.
Let me throw out my idea. And it's an unconventional one.
For who?
For the Suns.
I mean, okay.
What?
No, go ahead.
It's going to take 2 minutes.
All right, go ahead. I just, you know.
You know what?
I don't want to get the blame for that.
For 2 minutes? Let him. I dare him to come in here.
You know
here.
What happens?
I dare him to come in here.
I come in for goo, and all of a sudden, you know, oh, it's a little too general NBA for a second, and it's like, oh, well, JD took him down that road.
Bring it.
You gotta create urgency, Steiny.
I created urgency for the Suns.
All I'm saying is, this is where it's your name on the show. You're making the executive decision on this.
It's not like we're going to be talking about what I'm about to bring up for a half hour.
I'm just saying.
Although,
I don't want
let me tell you what That's usually all. Happens. My topics are so on point that it does generate big time discussion. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I would try to do if I were. This is a different. Looking at the NBA landscape now, particularly Chris Paul, tell you who I would try to go get. I said this to Guru. Of course, he couldn't even fathom it. I'd try to go get Mike Conley and just say, hey, look, Mike Conley and Chris Paul, you're both playing 24 minutes a game.
Okay.
And we're going to protect Chris Paul. We're going to protect him by not playing him 32, 33 minutes in the regular season. There's not going to be a big drop-off when Mike Conley comes in. They're not that dissimilar. Of course, then you're paying two guards, about $50 million, but that's all right.
Chickens are coming home to roost.
For me?
On Phoenix.
Well, what? That makes it sound... Now we better go.
Night-night.
But that makes it sound like you've seen some moves they've made that have not been good, and now they're...
Well...
Can't say chickens are coming. They had a run, they lost. Now they're done. Like, what's coming home to roost?
Well, they took Ayton over Luka.
Well,
they also took Halliburton, or they didn't take Halliburton when they could have taken Halliburton.
Who'd they take?
They took
Bridges, right?
Smith. No,
is it Cam Johnson?
No, wasn't him either. It was somebody worse than that. Spurs didn't take him either. They took Vassell.
You're not going back to Josh Jackson, are you?
No. But anyway, you didn't pay Ayton.
Well,
now
that's
you lost.
Still, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. James Jones, it was cute for a little while when there was no expectation.
See, you know what? That's what I can't stand.
It was cute.
Yeah, that's, and you know what? Now that's the kind of fan I can't stand. And you're the reason, You know, I don't usually look at you like that. James Jones just took a franchise that had never had success.
Correct.
They got to the finals. Now they lost in the Western Conference semis.
But he also
he's a joke.
But he
and
also,
now chickens
he's not
are
a joke. But he made some mistakes. Made some mistakes. Like he went and he got Chris Paul, and that was great. And that covered up some other mistakes, and it helped their young core develop. But my point is, they're kind of on the Chris Paul timeline. And the rest of their guys are younger, and they missed that window.
Just because a move doesn't work doesn't mean it's a wrong move. Sometimes you got to take a chance because the alternative is we can't get it done.
Just saying.
I know what you're doing
it's
here.
It's all fun
you know what
and
he's
games.
Doing here? Go ahead. Finish up.
It's all fun and games mm-hmm. until you end up getting knocked out. And then, you didn't take Luka. Oh. 8-1's out. Could have taken this guy, didn't.
Jalen Smith, the name.
Jalen Smith.
The guy from Maryland.
There you go.
But here's what JD does. See, we all know I have a pulse of the Bay Area. So does JD. And JD knows that Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even blaming Chris Paul.
No, he knows that Chris Paul is a polarizing figure in the Bay. So now he's going to make it clear to all the Warrior fans, I can make fun of Chris Paul too. That way, Warrior fans.
I want you to tell me how I made fun of Chris Paul. Because I didn't.
It's all fun and games.
I actually like Chris Paul.
It's all fun and games until you go get Chris Paul and it doesn't work.
I actually wanted Chris Paul to win the championship last year.
That's easy to say now.
I said it then.
Ah, did you?
Yes, I did. Go back and check the tapes.
There are no tapes.
Huh? There might not have been many listeners. But there were tapes.
Me
and Kobe.
Let's see. Let's go to Robert. Robert's in San Jose.
We're probably on during the game.
Let me know. Let everybody know. Guru and I'll be coming down to San Jose probably next week. Looks like we're headed to San Pedro Square.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Why?
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you got called this morning from the morning host and I hope he didn't cross any thresholds there.
No, can you please elaborate, Robert?
Willard?
One of the things that he said is that you were ex-college basketball player.
Division III.
One of your strengths.
I played Division III.
And so, that's still college, and that's better than most high school students, and there's a lot of merit into that. You went into so I wanted to get from your perspective. I'm a Warriors fan, but from your perspective, based on matchup, man-on-man defense or zone defense, why you think Dallas is going to come up on top? I'll take my answers off of the call here.
Hey, Robert, man, thank you so. You know what? That's why we're going to San Jose, because there's a respect factor from the fans in San Jose. Plain and simple. I think Luka's a hell of a player. I think Dallas plays better defense than we think. I think the every other game is working against the Warriors a little bit. I think Dallas is playing better than the Warriors. But I'm not saying it's a lock. I can see a scenario where Dallas wins the series because I get it. People can say, well, it doesn't matter. I watched the last two games, and I was like, it's not the same Dallas team as last year and the year before. You know what I mean? Like, they are better without Rick Carlisle
coach. They are, for sure. They're not as soft.
Exactly.
That's the one thing I would give, and Porzingis going away makes you less soft also.
Huge.
So I do give Kidd credit. Really, more than anything, and he's done a nice job in a lot of ways, but I give him credit for instilling a toughness with that team that had been missing the entire time that Luka Doncic had been there.
Yeah, shoot, there was something I was going to say, and it was pro-Warriors, and I forgot it, and now I realized, darn, what was it? It was...
Steph better?
Jason,
sneak one of those in for you.
Jay, thank you, Jason Walnut Creek. Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Remember 2 weeks ago when I called you and I told you that John Morant was going to hurt himself? You may not remember. But anyway, so Doncic, don't you think he's a little doughy? Don't you think the Warriors' conditioning is going to outlast Doncic?
All right, Jay, I'm going to be honest with you, and thank you for the call. No. In fact, that's what I'm talking about. If there's a chance that these two teams play seven games in 13 days, I believe that if we're talking about attrition, that's a disadvantage for the Warriors. Like, we want everybody to be healthy, but the Warriors, to me, are more likely to kind of break down a little bit, whether it's Porter or whether it's a Draymond missing a game or two, then Dallas. Now, can something happen and Luka, you know, sprains his ankle 3 minutes in tonight and he's done for the season? Yes, of course that can happen. Nobody wants that to happen. But I just think this is, you know, the Warriors are going to have to withstand the next two. Let me tell you what I don't want. And this, Spadoni, drives me crazy. I can't stand it when it happens. If something like this happens,
oh boy,
Boston plays Miami, and it's 2-2, and now it's 3-2 Boston, and Miami wins game six, and it's 3-3, and Boston goes, and they win game seven, but Tatum gets hurt. And now Tatum's coming into the finals. That's a tune-out. Not just Tatum. If it happens to Curry or Clay or Draymond or Doncic or Brunson or Butler, please nobody get hurt in the Western or the Eastern Conference Finals to give a break that's just too big to overcome to the other team. That will bother me more than anything else. I hate that.
I do think on paper it's fair to go into the series and look at it as if the Warriors could be the more likely team to break down, but it doesn't always work that way. Like it's one tweak, it's one little, oh, my throat doesn't feel good, and all of a sudden you're getting swabbed, you know, and
well, that's true.
Like, I mean, that's in play again here. So I just, you know, we can say it, but it doesn't mean it's going to play out that way.
No, you're right.
We've seen Luka go down before. That's the other thing.
That's true. Went down the last game of the regular season, and then missed some games. Raider Debater is in Oakland. Wants to talk basketball. What's up, Raider Debater? Whoa, is that true?
Steiny J.
That's true? Well, Raider Debater. Go ahead, Raider Debater. But, oh, man, my day has been made. Let me go to Twitter. Go ahead.
Your day is.
I'll explain in a second.
4-1. All right, well, 4-1. 4-1 dubs over the Mavs. I'm actually disappointed that people even think that this will be even nearly close. First off, man, when has one man ever beaten this core team with Steph, Clay, Dre, and even Loon with the championship pedigree? I mean, when has one man ever beaten this team? You know, I was listening to Dallas Sports Radio this morning, and their radio jockeys pretty much stated, actually, they called Dinwiddie Dodo Head, him being so inconsistent, and then stated that Brunson and Dinwiddie are the second and third best players on the Dallas team. I mean, are we serious? Dallas is going to beat the Dubs when their second and third best players are Brunson and Dinwiddie. I mean, who's going to guard Steph? Who's going to guard Clay?
Who's going to guard Dinwiddie?
J-Kid can't come off the bench.
Oh, what about Dinwiddie?
He can't come off the bench and start.
Dinwiddie's good, man.
No way. Come on, stop.
Raider?
I'm hoping J-Kid is going to come off the bench, man. We're the better offensive and defensive team. Look here, Steiny. Did David, for any religious people, did David kill Goliath with a 10-round bloodbath? No, he slingshotted him with a lucky rock. This is a seven-game series. Remember that the Warriors B team had the Heat fighting on the sidelines. In the playoffs, they had Denver fighting on the sidelines. John Morant couldn't even make it through the series without getting hurt.
Cheap shot artist.
Bullies. 4-1. Dubs.
All right, Raider Debater. I appreciate it.
There you go.
By the way, get ready for 8-9 this year.
Oh, is this what I Well, go ahead. What?
Raider debater, get ready for 8-9. Because you're in the toughest division in football. And you got the worst quarterback in that division. Debater, you better be careful.
They did last year, too. I made the playoffs.
Hey, Spadoni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Rod Carew, my man.
What made your afternoon?
Rod Carew saying, I look sharp in his jacket and a follow.
Seriously?
Get him on, baby. Get him on. Rod Carew.
Greatest, he's got Warriors in five.
Greatest hitter I've ever seen in my life.
Rod Carew started following you?
Yeah. Because Nahegan, who's, well, now okay. He's back on my good side. He's had about 3 or 4 days where he's really been annoying. No. Rod Carew. Baby Rod. George Brett was a pretty good hitter, but I thought Rod Carew was a better pure hitter.
Now, he's no Ichiro, but he's pretty good.
Please.
He's pretty good.
Ichiro was a gimmick. Ichiro was a gimmicky hitter.
Careful.
A little snappy. Get it snappy.
Careful.
Not Rod Carew. He hit line drives to all fields. Yeah. All fields.
Ichiro was a scrub. You're right.
I didn't say scrub. Slappy. A slappy
you said he was
hitter.
A gimmick. What does that mean?
Ichiro?
Yeah.
A gimmick. A gimmick. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Dallas Mavericks have been fined. The Mavericks organization has been fined $50,000 for violating league rules regarding team bench decorum.
That was a while ago, I thought. Yeah,
well, they just got fined again.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why they're so tough defensively.
And here's the explanation. On multiple occasions, several players and a member of the coaching staff stood for an extended period in the Mavs team bench area, stood away from the team bench, and were on or encroaching upon the playing court during game action in the Mavs' 123-90 victory over the Suns in Game 7 of their semifinal series.
That's twice that's happened.
In Phoenix. Well, did you see Brunson got hit? You probably didn't because the game was over. But Brunson was, like, he got hit. I can't remember who the player was. Took it. A player on the Suns dove or fell or whatever and actually ran into Brunson's knee to the point where it looked like, oh, like, that could be a little scary. It turned out to be nothing, but
well, the one,
imagine
I don't
Brunson
know.
Being out for a series, not even in the game.
The one thing I did see, and I can't remember which of the goons it was, but one of the Morris twins. There was a guy on another team who got caught up on the bench, and of course, one of the Morris twins just holds him, keeps him from going back on the court.
Anyway.
And they're Philly guys, and I still have a problem with them.
So, yeah, this is the second time they've been fined.
510 saying, damn it, Steiny. I said Fremont has your back until you started bad about my Raiders. I love the Raiders. I love the Raiders. Just the Raider debater.
And me. You like to get under my skin specifically, too, Steiny.
Yeah, you know. We got a good one tonight.
We're efforting Rod Carew, by the way, just for you, Steiny.
I can't do it during the NBA playoffs.
Not the playoffs yet.
Steiny's like, give me Rod Carew June 23rd.
Let me tell you something about
Rod
Carew.
Before I take my first of like 8 weeks off this summer.
Let me tell you something about Rod Carew. You know how all hitter you got it. Plant that back foot in the batter's box and stay. He moved in the batter's box more than any other hitter in baseball. He would walk up on a pitcher. He would move while the pitcher was in his windup. Rod Carew. He gamed the system. He was so good. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, Rod. I got news for you. That's big time. Rod Carew. All right. What do we got here? We got 2:25. How much? About 35 minutes. All right. Game one tonight at 6 o'clock. In case you missed out on a chance to go to game one tonight, don't worry. Your chance to go to game two of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow. Listen starting at 6 a.m. to each show. We're going to have a keyword for you. You text in the word to the code they give you, and you get a chance for two tickets to game two. And as always, just head over to warriors.com if you want to go to the game and, you know, pay.
This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny, okay. This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You just cannot bring me down today, baby. Can't happen. Because I'm looking at my Twitter account right now, Bay Area.
Wow.
And it says, Rod Carew, the official account of a Hall of Famer, 77 AL MVP, seven-time batting champion.
Following the Steiner.
He follows me.
Steiner.
Not you. Me.
He might follow me.
Yeah, Rod.
I'm checked.
Oh, my God. Those, Carew, Bostock, Oliva.
Congratulations.
Killebrew, a little bit past his time. Oh, man. Blylevin. Mm-hmm.
Joe Mauer.
No. Too young. Too young.
Joe Mauer. Sonny Gray. He's pitching today back in the Coliseum, by the way.
Pepe Tovar, otherwise known as Cesar. Played all nine positions in
his
a game.
His nickname was Pepe Le Pew.
No, it wasn't.
It was. I remember.
Why do you do this? Let's go to Dan. Oh, man. What? Danny's in Vancouver, Canada. One of the... You know what? I'm going to say it. Top four city, North America, Vancouver. What's up, Danny? How you doing, buddy?
Thank you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
We actually met at the 2000... I don't expect you to remember. We
World Cup?
2019... Finals.
Oh, okay.
You were very kind. You spoke to me for a few minutes. We talked about Vancouver real estate. I've been coming down for Warriors games, playoffs, and regular seasons for the last few years, and really enjoy the city. And I just wanted to say how much I love you. Listening to you guys, you're actually my two favorites.
Thank you. And, nice. Now you know Guru's not here today. It's John Dickinson, right?
Well, I of course JD does the post game show, which I love listening to.
There you go.
I met Guru when I met you, Matt, and he was just laughing uncontrollably in the corner, so I didn't get a chance to really talk to him. I'm just really excited about the series.
I might
try and sneak down for game five. I don't think it'll be a sweep. It'd be great if it wasn't. I think I'm a realistic Warriors fan. I'm not blinded by their past. I think they should win in six. I think it's going to be a very tough series. I agree. And I just think it's best on best. If Warriors play, and maybe it sounds like an obvious statement, but I think if they play up to their capability, Dallas does, Warriors should win. I think their ceiling is a little bit higher. So thanks again, guys. Just love listening to you. Appreciate all the good work and good health to you both.
Thanks. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it, buddy.
That was a good point, and one that hasn't been brought up today. I'm sure you and Guru have touched on it a little bit. It's, well, what if the Warriors play better?
Well, that's true, and I do agree with him. Brian Scalabrine said this before, that he thinks, when you look at every team's ceiling, the Warriors might be the highest. I can't argue with that, because they've done it before, and they're doing it.
And they've been a top five offense and a top five defense when they've been right.
But here's what always happens. No team has ever been eliminated for the most part, and they come out of a series saying, man, we were playing our best ball of the season and got beat. Like that, it's always somebody makes somebody not play their best basketball.
Yeah, and I do think it is a little different with the Warriors, though, because there's this thought that they aren't playing or haven't played close to their best basketball, but yet they really haven't been in danger either at any point.
Losing a series.
The closest they've come to being in trouble was game six against Memphis. I mean, you think about it. I mean, they were pretty freaking good the first three games against Denver.
Right.
They damn near won the fourth game and would have stolen it. Then they weren't as good in game five, but got the win. That series goes away. They were pretty good in game one against Memphis, not really game two, pretty good in game three. Then it started to get a little leaky game four, game five, and they were able to win it in six. But there just hasn't been the danger zone. Like, I think in some ways,
they're only halfway there.
Maybe they've played a little bit better than they've been given credit for.
Possible. But I also think, maybe. Like this is also, all they have to do.
And maybe they
don't have to play better.
I think we're also used to it looking a certain way. And I think that's the part where, I'm almost of the opinion, forget about how it's supposed to look and you know, Curry's dancing and Clay's hitting game six Clay all the time. Like, it's not going to be that way in every game, but it also doesn't have to be that way in every game to win, as we've seen to this point.
Right. No, you're right. And that's where, and maybe, you know what? And I'll acknowledge this. Maybe I'm the one who remembers how great the Warriors were and think that that's what they have to be to win it all. Like, I remember saying this a lot. Well, you know, after they lose Durant, it's like, well, you don't just lose Durant and you're as good. Well, of course not. But you still might be better than 90% of the teams out there, even though you lost Kevin Durant. Like, no, they're not going to be as dominant as they were when they had Kevin Durant, but they still might be good enough to win it all.
That's
what we're going to find out. Let's go to Emmanuel in Dublin. Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing, buddy?
All right, man, just like the last call, man, I enjoy both you guys' NBA knowledge, man. You guys kill it, man.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Thank you.
Real quick, Jason Kidd story. When I first moved to Alameda back in the day, somewhere in 92, he's accepting the basketball, Northern California Basketball Championship for high school. So I've been following his career the whole time, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But I don't know what the factor is on him, the matchup between him and Kerr as far as coaching. It's going to be on the court. But, hey, this Brunson kid, Jalen Brunson, kind of reminds me of that kid for Toronto, Van Fleet, getting hot for a bunch of threes. So I hope he doesn't get a hot hand. I got the Warriors in six. I'm very nervous about this. I try to think back to when they played Oklahoma, you know, when they were just coming up, the Warriors. It does kind of remind me of the Dallas Mavericks being Oklahoma now, being a good team. And I'm just nervous, man. Great show like always, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Emmanuel. You know, I forget about the similarity as a player, but in terms of the level of player, it's an interesting one, Van Vliet, because Van Vliet in that finals was like, boy, he's a problem. He's good.
He was
he
awesome.
He can play.
The thing was, everybody was awesome.
Can Brunson do that?
Like, and I don't know the answer to that, but it wasn't just Van Vliet. It was Van Vliet and Kyle Lowry and Siakam and Kawhi and Norman Powell hit some big shots. Like, they had a lot.
They did.
They had five or six guys clicking in that series. To me, and look, maybe that's, and the Warriors still had injuries in that series, and it ended up, you know, obviously the Raptors ended up winning it. But it's, to me, it's can you get a bunch of players rolling like that against the Warriors? And I think that's where teams just haven't been able to do that to them, you know, during this era.
Now, you've been out there more than I have. This was Luka Doncic on Chase Center. Take a listen to what Luka Doncic said about this away gymnasium, if you will.
I mean, it's a loud gym, I ain't gonna lie, you know. I think this one in Utah, honestly, are two of the loudest gyms in the league. But, you know, the crowd always, it's sometimes even better to play away games for me, you know, when you score the basket, everybody just, everybody's quiet, you know, everybody's booing and then everybody's quiet. But about a cry, you know, I played in Europe, I played in Greece, I played in Serbia, I played in Turkey, and it's, that's another level of crowd, so.
Clearly relishing.
Yeah, it's loud. You can't hear the guy next to you, so that's a tough place to play.
All right.
Ooh. Shots fired from Luka at the Warriors crowd. Ain't no turkey. Ain't as loud as turkey.
Well, Oracle might have been. That's what.
Let me ask you this, JD, because and I'm serious about this. Thank you. How have the crowds been over the course of the season, regular season, Denver, where are we with the Chase crowd and the frenzy in there?
I thought Game 6 was awesome, just against Memphis, the most recent first. I differed a little bit. I know the two games that have been really ugly, Game 4 against Memphis, Game 5 against Denver, got a little bit of a, you know, people were talking about how it just wasn't, you know, people weren't into it and they need, I do think it's a crowd that needs the team to do something for the most part, especially early in a series. That's felt true. Like when, Game 2, when the Warriors were basically clowning the Nuggets on that big run, it felt like old Oracle in that moment. But then there's been other times where it's just, you know, a little corporate, but it is corporate.
Well, the thing that I always...
Good crowd in Game 6, though. And I think they're going to be... I think it'll be better tonight, too, because now...
Well, it's early in a series.
And it feels... Yeah, but I think it'll be better tonight than it's been earlier in the other series, because it's... Like, this is to go to the final.
See, I think, though... Okay, games... Like, I think...
But the game matters. How does the game... Like, Warrior fans are still, I think, used to with this group.
Well, they're
playing,
always used to playing from ahead.
But they're used to a show, too. Like, I think it's they want to see a show. And until they're challenged a little bit, they don't necessarily bring it. It's a little bit like the team sometimes.
I hear you.
But they've got a level in the back pocket that they can get to.
But one of the reasons that the Warriors crowd, to me, has been so great, one of the reasons, not the reason, is because 90% of the time they're playing from ahead in a series.
Sure.
And if you look, Warriors lose game one. I'm not talking about tonight, but this could be any series. Your home team loses game one, and now you're involved in an ugly game two. It's easy to say the crowd's got to get into it. It's hard for a crowd to get into it when they're tight. When it's easy for, look, the best game to be a fan at is when you're up 10 all game long and they cut it to 8 and then you get it back to 14.
Yeah.
Those are when gyms can go absolutely nuts. You're playing from down 5 most of the game and you're turning it over a little bit. That's when the fans get tight and they get less loud. So,
I think you're right.
You know, we'll see. For example, what's the game? Game 6 in Oklahoma City, the year that the Warriors came back from 3-1.
Yep.
That crowd was tight. The Oklahoma City Thunder crowd was tight in Game 6 because they weren't like, they're like, oh my gosh.
Like, are we really going to do this?
Thank you.
I remember I was there. We're coming up on the 6-year anniversary.
And you were at all 3 games.
I was.
So, I'm sorry. What? Yeah, all 3. How were they in game 3 and 4 when they went back there at 1-1?
It was off the charts.
Exactly.
I thought it was that way in game 6 at times but once it got to, oh, the Warriors are hanging around, and then a 5-point game with 4 minutes left or whatever it ended up being, they got really tight.
Yeah. I agree. A couple things that I wrote down here, JD. Dallas started the season 16-18.
Different team.
Then they went. They finished out the year 36-12. That finished them up at 52-30. Here's one thing I'd totally forgotten about, JD. They were close to overtaking the Warriors late in the season, and may have for a brief period again. Because the Warriors, they finished with 5 straight wins, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
Okay.
I don't recall them being that close.
They only finished the game apart.
Yeah.
53-29 and 52-30.
I guess so. Yeah. So, they were holding them off.
Good run for the Mavericks for sure. What do you make of this? The Warriors, let's talk a little bit about those two games, one in late February, one in March, that either matter or they don't, depending on your thought process, and I respect both. The thing that I thought was interesting was one game the Mavs came way back. They were down 20. They came back from 21 down.
Part of the back-to-back collapses the Warriors had with the Denver game and then the All-Star break, and that was actually the first home game after the All-Star break.
And then there was a close game.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas won them both. No Draymond Green. How do you factor in that Draymond Green? Like, you know, it's not like, well, they were missing his 16 points. No, they're not. No, they don't miss a six. What do they miss with Draymond Green?
I mean,
against this particular team, do you think?
I think defense, and in particular, help defense on Luka, and maybe at times a primary defender on Luka. And it's pretty incredible when you look at Draymond Green's season, and I'm looking at it right now. He played what? He played one of the games?
It had to be the first, I think, if he played.
Yeah, he did. He played in one of the games.
Did they win that game?
That was a game the Mavs won 99-82 on January 5th in Dallas.
What happened in that game? That was a big fourth quarter again by the Mavericks,
It was a 29-15 fourth quarter. That was a game where Curry was 5 for 24 and 1 of 9 from 3. The Warriors were 5 for 28 from 3 in that game.
Okay.
And it was a 3-point game going to the fourth quarter, although Dallas was up 11 at the half. 3-point game going to the fourth quarter.
They shot 40% in that game, the Warriors.
29-15 Mavs. Mavs shot 38% and won by 17.
Then the second game was a flat-out blowout
by the
Warriors. That game they shot 53% from the field and 40 from three.
Yep, 17 threes that game. The team that's won the 3-point battles won every game. Like it was 12-5 Dallas in the first one, Dallas won. It was 17-10 Warriors in the second one. Warriors blow them out. Dallas had a 13-11 edge.
Look at the fourth game, though.
In a game they won by 6.
Look at the fourth game Warriors percentages. Explain that one to me.
Yeah. A lot of offense. A lot of Moses Moody.
Warriors shot 50% from three that night.
Yeah, but the Mavs made two more.
Warriors shot 54% from the floor, 50 from three, and lost that last game of the regular season. Yep. Now, that was an interesting game, though, because that was the game Steph Curry took no shots in the fourth quarter. None. But he was giving the ball up because they were taking the ball out of his hands, and Moody made a lot of plays for him. He made shots. He made drives. But Steph didn't take shots in that fourth quarter. And I always think that's... You know, it's easy to kind of look at that game now and say, how come he didn't take any shots?
And
like,
he referenced that well. 8 of 50. Well, he referenced, I'm sure you've talked about it with Goo, but he referenced, hey, maybe we need to defend them the way they defended me.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. I don't think they can. Like, I don't think Luka and Steph can be guarded the same way. Like, I don't think you can blitz Luka like you can blitz Steph, because when Steph gives up the ball, then they start their offense. Dallas almost makes a point to get it right back to Luka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get it right back to him.
No doubt.
And sometimes when they get it back to him, it's the helper who's now the primary defender, and he's the guy they didn't want on him. To, you know, in a one-on-one type of situation.
As Guru would say, go to work.
That's right. And Luka can go to work. And here's the other thing. If you see Steph going to work, it's not that he can't go to work, but it's not the way the Warriors prefer to play. It's one thing I'm thinking. By the way, in case you just joined us, it's game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight, but bigger news. Rod Carew, maybe the best hitter in baseball history, has begun to follow me.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter. Great teams in the mid-70s.
I think you might also follow Guru.
Butch Weiniger. Well, that's because... Does he?
I think he followed Guru first, then he noticed
that
he
tweeted. That's not true.
I think it is.
Hey, Spadoni, that's not true. Butch Weiniger. Remember him? Roy Smalley.
Yeah. Can he, guys are before my time.
Larry Heisel, former Brewer, also played for the Twins. Burt Blylevin. Pete Redfern. Remember Pete Redfern?
I know where the Redfern grows. It's a great book.
Manny Manoso.
Of course, Tony Oliva. That was a little before time. How much we got here, Spadoni?
Got about 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, boy.
More than,
that's a lot.
More than you want.
Check that 3 minutes now.
We got plenty of Twins to talk about. Steve Braun. Don't forget Steve Braun. Nice little player. Remember Dan Ford? Another guy who also played for the Angels. By the time the Heegan gets in here, the show's going to be over, so it doesn't matter at this point.
No, it's...
Plus, he started it, because he's the guy who tweeted at Rod Carew with my shirt on it.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't come in during the break and kind of give himself a...
Hey, look.
Yeah, I got you.
98.4% of this show has been game one. That's about right. That's about right.
I rarely go on the air.
Oh, right? Hey.
Yeah, no, I'm coming on the air.
Yeah.
How about a thank you?
Yeah, okay, now we're
talking. I get Rod Carew to follow you on Twitter.
Thank you.
And say, that guy looks sharp. And not even one little thank you, huh?
I was going to wait till off the air. Hey, Matt, thank you very much. Nahegan. Now, let's work on that idea where once a week we have an old-time ball player to talk some baseball. That's what I want.
Our fearless leader, Matt Nahegan, ladies and gentlemen.
June 20th. A lot of shows from June 20th.
Hey, in all seriousness, Warrior fans, it's a 6 o'clock start. Warriors have reached out just to make sure everybody knows it's a 6 o'clock start tonight, not a 7 o'clock start. And get there early. Get there early. What do you got, JD?
Warriors in 5. I just want to make sure. I know you've taken some heat for Mavs in 6. I know everybody had their predictions. Doesn't mean it's going to be a cakewalk. I don't want anybody to think that. But I do think Warriors get the first two, get the split, finish it off.
What about the one thing before that I was just kind of mentioning to you? Like, the one thing I do think, I think the Warriors are going to have more trouble winning a game in Dallas than in Memphis.
Yeah, and look, I know I was telling you that's one of the two places in the West that I haven't been. But it seems like they got a raucous crowd when you're watching the games on TV.
Dallas has some gimmicks. They have their baseline bums. Who are you talking to? I can't hear you.
I'm talking to JD.
He's like, telling
this is our one-minute warning song that I fade up now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Makes sense. I didn't want to drop the ball on him. Like, here's where some segment he's missing out on.
What are the boys
Derek
have
Harper.
Next? The former Nick?
Former
and
Dallas Maverick.
Mav.
Come on, Steiny. I mean, you rattled
off those
twins.
You don't remember Derek Harper for.
Come on.
Running the clock out. Hey, Damon and Ratto, make some money today and ask Derek Harper how he could forget time and situation in a Western Conference final with all the marbles.
88 against Lakers?
He was a good player, actually. That was a shame that happened. Yes, it was against the Lakers.
Oh, man.
We done?
I got about 10 seconds
here.
10 seconds? He's on at 3:45, Steiny. Any other twins you want to name off real quick? 5 seconds?
Kent Herbeck.
It's a little after the time. Let's go, Warriors!
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.